Short-term rentals, not Airbnb specifically, short-term rentals. If you have one, if you use them, if you've got one next door to it, how does it work? Has it all settled down from the lunacy we were seeing for a year or two? Jason, hello.
Hi there, Neil. I actually am talking about Airbnbs because they are short-term rentals. I live in Rye, Mornington Peninsula, and there's literally thousands of these properties down here. I think they've ruined the amenity of the neighbourhood because you have flocks and flocks of people coming down here, sleeping 8, 10, 12 to a house, flogging $2,000 for a fortnight, for a weekend, sorry. And
so what are they doing to disrupt you? Are they noisy? What are they doing?
They absolutely continue to behave in ways on these weekends, and it's 100 nights a year. It's up to 100 nights a year, and they behave in ways that they would never dream of behaving.
Okay, well, what you're saying is it needs more regulation, which is the sort of thing we wanted to have a look at. There's been a push for some time for some more regulation or rules, a code of conduct for the industry. On the line is HM Curry, Director of Corporate Affairs at Stays Accommodation. Good morning, HM. What do you want? What do you want?
Yeah, good morning, Neil. What we think will work best for Victoria is what we're seeing work in other places like New South Wales and Tasmania. It's a code of conduct so that everyone's really clear about what the rules are. That includes travellers, homeowners and communities. We want a register of anybody who seeks to let their property so that we can start to better understand the who, why, where's and how's, and the government can collect that information to inform better policy. And we think there should be a three strikes and you're out based penalty system.
What sort of rules would they be? What would the requirements be?
Well, so for example, if you were a consistent offender on matters like noise outside reasonable community expected hours, that could constitute a strike. Three of those, you're out. We don't want those kinds of people in the industry because it doesn't do anything good for our business and it doesn't do anything good for the reputation of the sector as a whole.
Well, who's managing at the moment? Just local councils, is it?
So, yeah, that's right. And councils have limited tools with which to try and address these sorts of things. That's why we think a state-based approach like that used in Tasmania and in New South Wales is what's required in Victoria.
Okay. Is the state government at least discussing it with you?
We've been talking to the state government since 2018. and of course, we had sort of expected that last year in a period when there was less of this because of lockdowns, etc. It was the perfect time to get ahead of it, but that seems not to have happened. Now, they're telling us that they, as early March this year, that it was going to happen this year. There would be some further sort of discussion around it, but we're waiting to see that happen.
So you've been talking about it for 3 years?
Yeah, but that's not uncommon, Neil.
Well, it should be. It's not that hard, is it?
There are a lot of vested interests, and it's important to get it right. But yes, I don't think it should take 3 years. Nonetheless, that's where we are.
Thank you very much, HM Curry, Director Corporate Affairs at Stays Accommodation.